Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I'm at the Clifton Hotel, one of my favourite haunts. For those of you who don't know about the Vision Hotels, there are three in the country. The Windermere Manor, which is up in the Lake District, the Lauriston, which is in Weston-super-Mare, and the Clifton, which is in Tynmouth in Devon. So it's the Clifton that we're here to talk about today, and I have Craig with me, who is a guest at the hotel. Hi, Craig.
Hiya. Hi.
So you had to come to the hotel, didn't you, because you were having work done on your house?
Yeah, on my flat, yeah.
Yeah. So how have you found it?
Absolutely brilliant. All the staff are very friendly. Access is very VI friendly.
So you've got a guide dog, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's Bess, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, she's lovely. Yeah. So you've presumably were provided with a dog bed and dog bowl in your room and for Bess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are four dog runs at the Clifton.
Yeah.
An indoor one, three outdoor ones.
Yeah.
So I'm presuming Bess has enjoyed that.
Yeah. She's enjoyed every minute of it. I don't think she wants to go home.
Oh. So if you walk out of the Clifton and you go right out of the door, you can walk through the lovely grounds. It's set in 7 acres of its own grounds and they are lovely. We have a gardener called Dave who takes care of all of that. And you can go out through a gate at the bottom and you've got Mules Park, haven't you, where you can free run Bess.
Yeah.
And then not much further on, there's the sea.
Yeah. Which you can walk the dog on going left all year round, and going right as long as it's before May, and I can't remember the end of the month, I think it's something like September.
Yeah, I think it is.
But there's plenty of beach to walk the dog, and if the sea's out, you can walk left for about 40 minutes, so yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a holiday for the dogs as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the food been like, Craig?
The food has been absolutely brilliant. I've been here 12 weeks.
That's quite a long time.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a long holiday, but yeah. But it's only been one meal, one dinner rather, that I didn't really like. And but out of 12 weeks, that is not bad, because not everybody is going to like everything.
No,
yeah,
that's true.
There is something that some people don't like, and it was something I would try and I've never had, and I didn't really like it. But it's
nice to try new things isn't it? Yeah. Just to see if you do like it.
The food here and the service has been exemplary. Yeah, it's been really, really good.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And the staff here are mostly, obviously, there's some new staff coming in from time to time, but the staff that have been here for a while are all experienced in guiding and helping you out, aren't they?
Yeah. They seem to understand what a lot of us are going through. And even if they don't, I've noticed one or two that have come in and they've gone on a little course wearing their glasses, and they seem to understand then what we're actually going through.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, they need to have that sort of training. They need to have that, you know, somebody to come in and put their glasses on, let them feel what we feel or what we see, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, what Craig's talking about there is that, and I went on them as well as a member of staff at the hotel. For those who don't know, I'm the assistive technology coordinator at Clifton. So if a guest comes and needs tech support, or they want to look at an iPhone or a Samsung device or indeed a Windows phone, then I've got them to show them. They can have a play, they can have a look at a Kindle Fire, and I can help them get set up with that, hopefully, or do a referral for, you know, for someone else to come in and help them when they go home. And I can, you know, do things as simple as helping you get on the hotel Wi-Fi or something more complex. So that's what I'm here for. So I had to go on the Understanding Sight Loss course, and then I went on the RNIB induction course. And, you know, I kind of had the feeling that it was like, oh, you know, it's just going to be quite boring. And it wasn't. It was really interesting. And most of the staff have been on those courses, and any that haven't are going to be going on them pretty soon, which is great, because you get to wear, well, I didn't, obviously, because I have no sight, but the other staff got to wear sim specs and really have an insight. They were given tasks to do while they were wearing the sim specs, which was really interesting to see them try and cope, you know. But it was a good experience. So that's what, you know, Craig is referring to there. So there's the bar as well. Has the bar been good?
Yeah, the bar's been very good. Yeah. Sometimes it's noisy, but yep. Then, hey ho, you do get noisy people sometimes. But otherwise, it's been really good. To get the entertainment, sort of twice a week. But a lot of people make their own entertainment. Sometimes we've had people in there singing away in the bar, that even guests, so, you know.
Yeah, just having a sing song.
It's all very friendly atmosphere. I've been here 12 weeks. I haven't come across any sort of bad incident.
Mm.
And it's just very friendly, really. Yeah.
Have you been on, because they do excursions as well, trips?
Oh, yeah, the trip. That's another thing. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, because on Tuesday, it's normally Tuesday, they do what they call dog walk. Mm-hmm. And you go to Dover Park, Holden Forest, reservoirs or whatever, and you go and you've got a, sometimes you have a guide, somebody completely blind or whatever, and you just let the dogs off. And they love it because it's a different place, different smells, and they're running around. It just gives you that good feeling for the rest of the day, you know.
Yeah.
Visiting places you've never been to before. And I've been quite lucky because I have been here for 12 weeks and I've been a lot.
So you're going to know Devon pretty well now, aren't you?
Yeah. It's like, I don't really want to go back. But, you know, you've got to go back, yeah.
Yeah.
But, the trips have been absolutely brilliant. And I went on the walking week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was absolutely fabulous. It really was. And, you know, while I've been here, I've been told about all these other trips. The only thing I would like to say, I didn't know about all these trips. And for some reason, I just wish that all the people that are blind, that are with, or in touch with the RNIB, they can be informed of these things that are happening at these hotels. Because I just think it would give them a chance to get out. I didn't know about these sort of places. I was only told about Clifton through somebody else, not through the RNIB.
Yeah.
Whether that's my fault or anybody, I don't know, but I just wish there was a little bit more advertising or them being told about these places.
Yeah. I think that is something that the hotel are hoping, particularly the Clifton, and I'm sure across the three hotels that they are hoping to work on, and they're hoping for a lot more marketing, which is why I'm here interviewing you as part of it, because this will go all across VI Talk, and the hotel can use it if they want to in other places. Yeah. So, for example, on the Vision Hotels Facebook page. It is something that they're working on. What would it have been like for you, Craig, if you'd have gone to a mainstream hotel? So supposing you'd have stayed at a Premier Inn instead of coming here.
Completely different. I've been to the Premier Inn, I've been to other hotels when I've gone to weddings and things like that, and it's totally different. You know, they do say, oh yeah, we've got a disabled room, but basically it's designed for wheelchair access and everything else. They haven't got an understanding of blind people or VI people.
Yeah.
You know, there's things always in the way. There's a television that smacked me in the head, and, you know, they just haven't got a clue, really.
Mm.
This is where the Vision Hotel comes in its place.
Yeah, because you'd have had to have found somewhere to spend best, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's not always easy in a mainstream hotel. They don't always have grounds or anywhere, and they certainly don't have dog pens, do they, really?
I think another thing I'm going to, when I get back, I'm going to get in touch with the insurance people that put me here or paid me to be here, is to try and be aware if they need to put somebody in a hotel that is blind, is to try and choose a vision hotel.
Yeah.
And if it means that they have to get them there or whatever, because at the end of the day, it's a more safe environment.
Yeah.
It's a lot more safer for them. I haven't been to the Lake District, so I can't really comment on that. I haven't been to Western Supermare, so I can't comment on that. But I can comment on the Clifton. And to me, it's just an amazing hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Craig, for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.